The reading is from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 to 18. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." The Gospel of the Lord. This part of Mark's Gospel is a challenge to all who have been baptized. It is the mission of the baptized. It is the work of those who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ. The earthly mission of the risen Christ is drawing to a close, and we have the commissioning of the 11. Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel. Go into the places where you work, the places where you play, the places where you live each day, and proclaim the gospel. There will be signs. You will speak new languages. I hope it is the language of respect. I hope it is the language of genuine care and concern for each other. I hope it is the language of a grateful heart. I hope it is the language of a seeker of justice. I hope it is the language of peace building, the language of hope. I hope it is the language of the gospel that speaks with the voice of truth, the voice of justice and peace, the voice of humility, the voice of wisdom, the voice of kindness, of joy, of understanding, the voice of deep silence. The scripture tells us that there will be signs. You will drive out demons. The demon that says justice is meant only for some, that health care is limited to those who can afford it, that might rules over right, that devastation of our planet is inevitable, the demon that says peace is not possible, the demon that says poverty is acceptable, that says let someone else do it, the demon that says war is a way of peace, the demon that says loving our enemies is not possible, the demon says that there is no hope. Now some might say, "I can't be a proclaimer of good news. I can't drive out demons." Oh, and they come up with a myriad of excuses. "I don't know how. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too frail. I'm too set in my ways. I'm too busy. I'm not good enough, not smart enough. I'm not holy enough. I'm not interested enough." Please, please, drive those demons within yourself away. Drive out whatever demon tries to get a foothold in your mind or your heart or your soul. Any demon that tries to convince you that you are not a carrier of the gospel, that you are not included in the mission that Jesus gave his followers. Drive those demons away. Listen again to the first line of the gospel. Jesus appeared to the 11. The 11. Don't you find that odd? He usually refers to the 12, but in this passage he says the 11. Someone is missing. Someone who didn't believe he was good enough. Someone who believed that his sins were too great to be forgiven. Someone who believed that God's love could not embrace his sin and bathe it with unlimited love and forgiveness. Don't be one of the missing. Don't rely on yourself alone. Let God forgive you if it is forgiveness that you need. Let God be your hope if it is hopelessness that you feel. Let God be your courage when you are afraid. Don't try to carry life's burdens by yourself. And don't worry if you don't know how to proclaim the gospel. You don't have to know how. God knows how. You and I just have to let God use us as instruments of love, peace, and justice. Begin again today. Begin by looking at each other differently. Look at each other and see what God sees. Begin by looking at the world differently and dream for it the dream God dreams for the world, that there might be peace, love, and justice for all. Begin by looking at yourself differently. Look at yourself and see what God sees. And what does God see? God sees the one to whom he has entrusted his people. God sees the one he has chosen to be a disciple and proclaimer of the gospel. God sees ordinary men and women who work hard every day to make life better for others. God sees ordinary men and women who make mistakes, who struggle with the burdens that sometimes are laid upon them. God sees ordinary people who laugh and cry, who are broken in places, but often are strong in their brokenness. God sees ordinary people who are trying to grow in their faith. God sees ordinary men and women, and knowing them from the inside out and from the outside in, still asks them to do an extraordinary thing. Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Proclaim it with or without words, but always with love. Be one of the 11 and preach the gospel.